The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the producers and or the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily shared by the station or by any members of the Democrat National Committee.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, President Biden may not have a lot, but one thing he does have plenty of.
What's he got?
Scheduling conflicts. No, it is astonishing. It is astonishing the number of leading Democrats all across the country,
right,
that whenever Biden is visiting their state, their community, they suddenly have scheduling conflicts that they can't appear with him. Because first we started with Stacey Abrams earlier this month when Biden was giving his voting rights speech.
Yeah, that wasn't a voting rights speech.
Well,
that was,
that's what they called it.
It was a series of lies about voter integrity laws. It was not about voting rights.
That's fine. But nevertheless, the subject matter was what is the very thing that Stacey Abrams,
her bread and butter,
built her legacy on.
Yeah.
And yet when he came to Georgia
to talk about her pet project,
she had a scheduling conflict, although she will not say specifically what was so important that she couldn't make time for the president of the United States, a member of her own party.
Right. Especially when she's running for governor. Doesn't she need the support of the big gun of the Democrat Party?
You would think so.
This is the man who's received more electoral votes than any other human being in American history.
More Americans voted for this president than any other candidate in American history.
Why wouldn't you want him at your rally? Why wouldn't you want to be there?
Well, now,
being all buddy-buddy and chummy.
On Friday,
letting him sniff your hair.
Okay. On Friday, Joe Biden went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Guess what? The top two, or two of the three top Democrats in the state, they also have, guess what? Scheduling conflicts. Are you noticing a pattern here?
Was it because Stacey Abrams was in town?
Maybe so. I don't know. But they don't want to appear with President Biden either.
No.
When he visited Pittsburgh, that was the Attorney General,
right,
and the Lieutenant Governor,
right,
both who are on the ballot, both who are seeking
higher office. Why wouldn't you want to show up again for the guy who's, look, if you want to get votes, this guy knows how to get votes. He's gotten the most votes in American history. Why wouldn't you want to be there?
I mean, two of the three leading Democrats on Pennsylvania's statewide ballot this year, they were invited to appear with him, but he won't attend. Again, Scheduling conflicts. I think you're going to hear that a lot this year because the president has no coattails.
None
whatsoever. In fact, I mean, is there such a thing as a negative coattail?
Yeah,
I mean,
there is.
I mean, you could be underwater with your approval ratings.
Right.
And he is.
Yeah, he is not a buoy. He's an anchor.
But I mean, look, you've got bare shelves. Mm-hmm. You got all the unpopular COVID mandates.
Right.
Soaring gas prices.
Yeah.
Rising inflation.
Oh.
Rising crime.
Yeah,
supply chain issues.
That's a problem.
Russian aggression. And we seem to be just cowering.
Wait. Russian aggression. Did you not hear Barack Obama?
Okay, I don't want to hear that.
He told Mitt Romney.
Come on.
The 1980s called. They want their foreign policy back.
Okay.
Come on.
Whatever. But look, he's got no coattails. Mm-hmm. This may have been during his inauguration speech. It may have been another speech where he had gone to the G7 summit. And you remember he said, America is back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
America's back.
So a reporter asked this past Thursday, asked Jen Psaki, they said, look, you've got the crisis in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. ISIS just launched their biggest attack in Syria in years.
ISIS is gaining territory again. After it had been put down by Donald Trump, a year after he's out of office, ISIS is regaining some of the same territory. Right. We're going to have to fight for it again.
They beheaded a police officer in Iraq on video. Mm. Afghanistan is hanging by a thread. And that is according to the United Nations chief. He characterized that. People are starving and freezing after the United States left Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And so basically this reporter asked Jen Psaki, is this what President Biden meant when he said America is back?
ISIS has been a terrorist organization for many years through the course before President Biden took office. They've been terrorizing people for many years. That is not new as of the last year. And we have spoken out about that at every time when it has been appropriate to do exactly that. I would say the president's role over the last year, as I've talked about a bit in here, has been rebuilding our relationships around the world that have been frayed, were frayed during the prior 4 years, reminding other countries around the world that we are a reliable partner, a reliable ally, and the fact that we have had more than 100 engagements with countries around the world at a range of levels and formats as we look to the aggressive behavior of Russia speaks to that, speaks to it doesn't happen by accident. That's why we have a united front as we're looking
at this off. So she says that we are proving that we are a reliable partner around the world. What? Exhibit A, Afghanistan.
Exhibit B, Ukraine. Exhibit C, Iraq and Syria. Name one part of the world where American engagement under Joe Biden has made lives better for people in that part of the world.
But America is back. America's back.
Back to what?
Yeah, exactly. Back to what?
Back to, are we back to thinking that ISIS is a JV team? It's not new. It's not. And look, I know ISIS beheading people. I know ISIS is doing terrorist activities. But we have spoken out about that. We sent them a strongly worded letter.
Well, see, here's the thing. What we're really talking about is liberal ideology. Ideology, not just with respect to foreign relations or our foreign policy, but with respect to domestic policy, with respect to how we live our lives. And it fails. Liberal ideology fails each and every time. Now, I know we say this, and you would think that more people would understand.
Yeah, but the left is very good at putting idiot in ideology.
I mean, but why has anyone ever asked themselves, why are 80% of the FBI's top 10 most violent cities run by Democrats?
Republicans ask this question all the time. Democrats just whistle past that graveyard.
But the media just, apparently that's not a burning question.
No,
not at all.
It's not for members of the media. No, they'd have to wonder where their campaign donations went.
I mean, 90% of the poorest cities are run by Democrats. Yep. 90% of the cities with the highest unemployment are run by Democrats.
The cities with the highest income inequality, all run by Democrats.
So, I get it. These are, as Thomas Paine wrote, you know, these are times that try men's soul. I mean, they truly are. But we can't give up. I mean, we can't get bitter. You can't get angry. And rather than blame any person or party or the economy or even bad luck, I say to some degree we have no one to blame but ourselves. Because we keep electing these types of officials into office every 4 years with nothing more than their good intentions on their resume.
Did Joe Biden have good intentions on his resume? I think we needed to look at that resume a little harder. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, inflation increased 5.8% last year. That's the largest annual increase since 1982. That's according to data released by the Commerce Department on Friday. In addition, consumer spending actually decreased in December by 0.6%, with consumers putting off purchases of cars, electronics, and clothing. Incomes did rise 0.3% in December, but that number was outpaced by the increase in inflation, meaning consumer purchasing power actually went down.
Now, they say that inflation is the silent killer, and it does affect the least among us the most.
Absolutely.
But also retirees, mm-hmm. especially retirees that are on fixed income.
Right, because the income's not going to keep up.
And they're going to wake up one day, and they are now, mm-hmm. and they're not going to be able to afford the lifestyle that they once did.
Second thing you need to know, before tomorrow, a court in Pennsylvania ruled on Friday that the mail-in voting system adopted by the state in 2019 violates the state's constitution. Pennsylvania's Constitution, Article 7, Section 1, requires in-person voting, but the legislature passed Act 77 in 2019 to allow for no-excuse mail-in voting. In the 2020 election, 2.6 million people in Pennsylvania voted by mail, and two-thirds of those ballots were Democrats. Joe Biden only won the state by 80,000 votes.
Now, of course, this will be appealed, but mm-hmm. nevertheless, do these judges who voted mm-hmm. in this matter, do they realize that they're attacking democracy? Because that's what the media, that's what this administration has said, that right. if you question, if you as much as investigate whether mm-hmm. the 2020 election was legitimate, you are destroying democracy.
But we now have four states where either the state violated the law or there are questions, improprieties, and enough votes in all four to overturn that election.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Kentucky legislature has passed a bill guaranteeing the rights of family members to visit their loved ones in nursing homes. The bill states long-term care residents can designate at least one essential personal care visitor who can make in-person visits. It's designed to prevent the isolation so many people in long-term care facilities and nursing homes suffered during the lockdowns nationwide. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 31-0 and is expected to be signed by Governor Beshear.
You know, I know this is somewhat morbid, but where you die mm-hmm. is important. It reflects an end-of-life quality, not just for the patient, but for the family as well.
Coming up next, we're talking to the mamas.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are three 100-yard lanes inside and two archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
I am Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
And this open border with Mexico, It is very unpopular with the American people. They know that it poses national security risks.
Yes.
And yet the Biden administration, not only are they doing nothing to stem the tide, they are actually incentivizing, exacerbating situation.
How can you say that? Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of getting to the root causes
of
immigration. Okay. And she's obviously got, she went down on one trip to Central America.
Yeah. Okay.
Mission accomplished.
Sure. Well, the federal government, this is according to your federal government, has reported they have apprehended nearly 2 million illegal aliens in 2021.
The highest number in 20 years.
But some say that it is as high as 5 million because the 2 million number is just, those are just the ones who have been apprehended.
They got caught.
Right.
It's at least 3 million because they were talking about the getaway, you know, 40-50% minimum on some of the getaway numbers, right?
And even the ones they, that you don't know about, but even on the ones they apprehend, they then release them
into
the country. Take a listen to Jen Psaki today. She was asked about that. Well, you can pretty much guess her answer.
A question about immigration.
Sure.
Why is it that large numbers of single adult men are being released into the United States just hours after being apprehended at the southern border?
Well, I'm not sure the specifics of what you're referring to, Peter. What I can tell you in terms of what our policy is and how we're approaching the border is that we continue to be under Title 42. Migrants who cannot be expelled under Title 42 are placed into immigration proceedings. And one of those avenues could be placement in an alternative to detention program in the interior of the United States. Sometimes that means moving migrants to other parts of the United States to move to different detention facilities where they wait for next steps in the immigration process, such as a court hearing, and are required to check in with a local ICE office. So that is certainly something that is happening out there in the country.
But about 40% of them never bother to show up for those
hearings. She said it could mean that they're being moved to alternate detention facilities. Some of these men that are being released now that Peter Ducey was referring to, they're wearing ankle monitors, which, of course, those get removed.
Right.
I mean, so basically, we don't know who, and we have not known for a very long time, but it certainly is out of control under the Biden administration, the folks coming into our country.
Remain in Mexico worked. This is one of the things that people have realized Trump was doing a good job on. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, have you been to the hospital in the COVID era when you didn't have COVID?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I'm going.
joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. I got blood work done earlier today and sat there with my mask on.
Thank God
the
you
whole
finally
time.
Went and did that. I'm sorry. Went and,
but I also went and I had blood pressure taken last week. I had to go to the doctor's office and they're taking my blood pressure. And I had to wear the mask the whole time. And I tell you.
Did that make your blood pressure go up?
I'm actually surprised at where it was. I'm like, that probably was pretty good without the mask.
It makes mine go
up. And you know, there probably is something to that. I mean, because you have white coat blood pressure, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, yes, it's just high because you're there automatically. And I would bet that probably people have had a high blood pressure reading because they're in that mask.
Yeah.
Because it causes anxiety.
Right. Well, you had an incident recently.
Yeah. Well, Marty had a diagnostic test done and he had to be, you know, put to sleep. And we went in. We had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so they took him back at 6:15 and left me in the waiting room. I couldn't go past the waiting room. And they just let me know there's these big computers up on the wall. And they're like, this is going to change from red to green and green to red and let you know his progression. Like he'll go into the procedure.
Like a Life 360 type thing.
Yeah,
you knew
you'll
where
go
he
into
was going.
360. Okay. And then when the procedure starts, when the procedure's over, when he goes back to recovery.
So it kind of looks like the boards with the airplanes landing at the,
yeah,
at the airport.
Yeah, yeah. I have like an
so
air
traffic. You knew where he was.
Well, and I did wind up being an air traffic controller because there were some elderly people there and they couldn't see the board. But the sad thing was, is I thought, oh my gosh, like I'm not going to be able to see him or to be there when he wakes up. Mm. And then there was a lady behind me who actually literally, I heard her sniffling a little bit. And before I knew it, she was in a full blown breakdown.
Sobbing.
Yeah. Married over 60 years. Her and her husband have never been apart. He has a long history of heart problems. They've always been together before and after procedures.
Well, what was
and
she sobbing over?
Because just the separation. And she said, I'm not going to see him again until I don't know when. I said, well, I understand that because that's how it's going to be for me. Because when Marty was done, then the doctor comes out and then I have to leave. I had to go home. I mean, I could have stayed there with my mask on and sat in that room for, you know, a total of probably 4.5 hours. That wasn't going to work for me. So I went home and then came back and got him. And it was just very odd. It was very weird. That never, when you have a procedure done or a surgery or a minor surgery, I mean, people are always there.
Well, think about it. Think about it from the patient standpoint, too. It's kind of like when you're coming out of anesthesia, when you're coming out of it, the most comforting thing in the world is to hear your loved one and feel them holding your hand. And what do we normally say? It's okay. You did great. Yeah. The doctor said you did good. You're reassured, reaffirmed. And I'm sure the stress, and I'm thinking about the lady that you said was sobbing. I'm sure you comforted
I wouldn't
her.
Say I did. I went and said, I asked her if it was okay if I sat down beside her because, you know, everybody's paranoid with these masks.
Well, I think about their age group because they were a witness, and I'm sure in their circles they talked about this for the last 2 years. They're the age group that were dying by themselves. They couldn't even have people. They had their loved ones through the window pane.
Right.
You know, when they were in the nursing homes and stuff. So the fear actually came true for a lot of these family members who had to watch or even think about their loved one. Imagine if your mom and dad is dying from something and you're not able to be in there. The only thing you can think about is, oh my gosh, they're so alone. We need to be in there.
And it's part of medicine, Terry. Family support is part of medicine.
Yes.
When you're a nurse in a hospital, you know if this person that's in this bed that you're taking care of, if their loved ones have been to see them,
yes,
if there's someone there with them all the time, or if they don't have anybody. And it's a proven fact. People do better when they have that kind of love and support.
Well, you saw that for 30-something years as Dr. Brown's nurse.
Yeah, so I mean, I've had patients that literally wanted to take a cab to surgery, which is a no-can-do. But the thing about it is, like, I didn't know, you know, we didn't know what the outcome of Marty's test was going to be. Was he going to need this big, huge surgery? Is it going to be something we can handle? What if he'd have got that news by himself? It just sucks, and it's overdone. I don't know where those nurses have been. They could have been out clubbing last night or been to the grocery store, same place I've been. We all had our mask on.
Well, the bottom line is they don't love your husband the way you do. You want to be in there to comfort him and to let him reassure him. And like you said, had he gotten some news that would have been peril to him. And
yeah,
imagine him receiving that without your love and comfort right there beside him,
well,
holding his hand.
You and I've talked about this before. We have a mutual friend, and he went in, he thought he had COVID, went to the ER. That's when they weren't letting anybody in the ER with him, and then come to find out he had lung cancer.
Right.
And they told him that right there when he's by himself,
yeah,
when he has a loved
car.
One in the car. Do you think we could have just brought her in for that? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
It's cold. It's cold.
Yes.
Medicine
it's cold-hearted.
Has turned cold. I mean, it is what it is, and it's probably not going
to
change
it
for
has
a
to.
Very long time.
It has to.
You don't think that medicine's going to figure out that this is just not good patient care?
That I do.
I think they already know that. I think they already know that.
The rules can't be switched because of who's in charge.
I think the government's controlling this, not the physicians. I think they know, but they can't break the rules because then you're in trouble, your staff's in trouble, everybody's in trouble. I mean, look, they're all going to be forced to take vaccines, so what's the difference? So
this is what happens when government takes over medicine.
Exactly.
Hey,
Lord, if I didn't have hope, I wouldn't have anything. So I'm hoping it will go back.
Me too.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Natterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at Red River Range.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Somebody truck. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Supreme Court will be changing. And, you know, real life experiences of the justices, I think, are very valuable for any judge who is on the bench, but especially for the Supreme Court. And, you know, we were listening earlier about the ladies on The View just beating up on Justice Thomas. Do you know his father abandoned his family when he was just 2 years old? Mm-hmm. He lived in a one-room shack with dirt floors, no plumbing. He was raised by his grandparents. He did not live in a house with a toilet until he was 7 years old. So being nominated, being confirmed to the United States Supreme Court is a tremendous accomplishment.
And you can absolutely look at all of the opinions that he has written since he's been on the court, and you know this was not a case of tokenism.
No, but
he earned his spot.
Absolutely. But here's my point. It should be first and foremost a reflection of one's hard work, your talent, your perseverance. That is what being nominated, being confirmed, serving on the Supreme Court should represent. But to Biden and to those on the left, it's about skin color. Take a listen to Joe Biden describe how he's going to select the next justice nominee to the Supreme Court.
It's going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
So if you're a dude, or you're white,
yeah,
or you're Asian,
forget it,
or you're Hispanic,
and look, Asian,
you don't even apply.
To Democrats, Asian's basically just a super white person. That they really do not care about Asian Americans.
The point here is, this is racism.
It is.
And it's not that there are not qualified African-American women out there.
Absolutely.
But how about just say, look, we're going to choose
the
most qualified applicant.
Well,
and if it happens to be an African-American woman, wonderful.
Okay, look, the last time Joe Biden said, the person I am going to pick, I will pick it based upon that, this person based upon race and sex. I'm going to pick a black woman for this position. You know who it was? Kamala Harris. Harris's poll numbers.
And look how well that's turned
are
out.
Are worse than Congress's poll numbers.
Maybe we should be choosing folks, nominating folks based on their qualifications.
Right. Do we want a Supreme Court justice who's as bad at that job as Kamala Harris has been at hers?
And look, there are plenty of African-American women who are excellent jurists.
But if you're only focused on skin color, you will miss finding the excellent jurist in the process.
He just wants to grab the headline. That's it.
No, he wants to appease his socialist, communist, racist base.
Well, that too.
All right, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Overseas, there are a couple of countries that are working on getting back to normal. We already talked about how Britain lifted all of its mandates and restrictions earlier this month, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Denmark did the same thing. They're back to normal, just like before the pandemic. That's what they said. No restrictions.
Yeah, there's nothing rotten in Denmark.
No, not anymore. But there are some other countries where the lockdowns and restrictions and mandates are actually more severe now than they have been at any other point in the lockdown, in the pandemic.
Are we talking about European countries?
Well, Australia is one, right? So it's a Western democracy, even though it's in the Southeast.
But they've gone completely off the rails.
Right? Canada is another one. This week, the Canadian government's mandate that all truckers have the COVID shot went into effect. And by the way, just a side note here, I really don't think that the right... I talk about words have meaning all the time, right? Calling this the COVID vaccine, I do not believe is the right word.
Because it's not an inoculation.
It's
not. Is that what you're getting at?
It's more like the flu shot. We don't take a flu vaccine every year. We take a flu shot every year, right? Because it doesn't stop you from getting the flu.
No, absolutely.
The COVID so-called vaccines don't stop us from getting COVID any more than the flu shots stop us from getting the flu.
Well,
it
obviously
just prevents the severity of it. So it should be called a COVID shot, not a COVID vaccine.
Fair enough.
That's a side note. All right, anyway. So the mandate that the COVID truck, the truckers get the COVID shot went into effect, and the truckers aren't happy about it at all. So they've begun a convoy to travel across Canada, and they plan to end up in the capital, Ottawa, this weekend.
Now, is this made up of just Canadian truck drivers?
Yeah, mostly. There may be some American truck drivers that are in it, but they would have had to cross the border.
Right.
They're
caught across the border.
Or they actually have the vaccine themselves. They just don't like the mandate, and they're joining the convoy themselves.
Right, because the way this works, the way the law was... Canadian truck drivers who arrived at the Canadian border coming from the United States, if they weren't vaccinated, they weren't allowed in.
So here's how Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded to a question from the press about these truckers. Take a listen.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Oh, just shut the up.
There's
unacceptable views.
You're jumping ahead. There's several
unacceptable
things.
Unacceptable views.
There are several things that are wrong, factually, ideologically incorrect in that. And by the way, the following the science, we're not even going to get into that, but he's wrong about following the science. Again, getting the vaccine doesn't stop anybody else from getting COVID. It doesn't protect your neighbors. It simply reduces your risk of severe illness or death. That's all it does. Now, let's talk about fringe minority. He said this is a fringe minority. It's not a fringe minority. It looks like this convoy of truckers is setting a world record for the longest and largest truck convoy in world history.
Oh, wow.
The current record is held by truckers in Egypt in a convoy in 2020. They had 480 trucks. This convoy, according to some reports, may end up being as large as 50,000 truckers. 50,000 truckers is not a minority,
not whatsoever.
And there's a lot of popular support for this. People are standing out on the side of the highway across Canada in the snow, waving Canadian flags as the truckers go by.
But I'm really trying to understand. I don't look. People are still getting sick.
Yes.
In Canada.
Yes.
As a result of the, or in spite of these lockdowns.
Yes. And the mandates.
And yet, the government just is doubling down on it.
Yes. Second, the head of a state of a democracy that said his people in his country held, as you pointed out, unacceptable views. You know what's unacceptable, an unacceptable view in a liberal democracy? That the head of state has the right or power to tell his or her citizens what is and what is not an acceptable view. That is what power does. It causes brain damage. It makes you think that just because you're a big man in charge, you have the right to tell other people what they can and cannot think. The truckers now have a really unacceptable view. There are now calls for the truckers to block all the roads around Ottawa until Trudeau resigns. Now, is that really different from how Democrats are behaving here in the U.S.? Remember Joe Biden? He said, we've waited, we've been patient, but our patience has run out. Because he thinks there are Americans who have unacceptable
views. And the only protection we have is the Constitution of this country, which the Democrats are trying to shred a little bit every day. Every day.
For those who are doubling down, there's a convoy coming. Get ready.
Where's Cletus Snow?
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at Red River Range.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this.
Free State Harley-Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by Free State Harley-Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit freestateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
Biden really is bringing this country together. He is healing the divide. His soul really is in uniting this country.
Just not in the way he's intending.
No, but seriously, his ice cream choices, when he goes to get ice cream, which apparently is more frequent than we realize. Mm-hmm.
Mint chocolate chip.
No. Here's what he says. Two scoops. Light colored flavor on bottom, darker ice cream on top. See? You bring the country together. Blacks and whites.
That's racist.
Why?
We're putting one on top.
Rich
of the
flavor, you know, sweet. And, I mean, it all comes together.
It's keeping people
down.
See,
he's bringing people together. And then it's all, he's got this waffle cone and it's crunchy, you know. So
it's fitting that Joe Biden goes for the waffle cone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But no, he stops nearly every chance he gets.
Get some ice cream.
No, but he's president of the United States. We're supposed to be dealing with the possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, and he stops for two scoops at the local Baskin Robbins.
He's just getting ready for a new Cold War.
That's okay. That is somewhat funny if I wasn't already worked up about this.
So you think we need a bright spot?
Let's do it.
So we talked yesterday when President Biden was asked at the end of a press conference about inflation by Peter Doocy, and Biden called him an SOB. Take a listen.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Okay, obviously that's not a bright spot, but here's how Doocy responded yesterday on The Five.
Somebody shouted out a question about Russia, and the president said, I'm not going to take questions right now about anything off topic. So I shouted out. Something that's not on my two pages of questions about crime. Okay, what about inflation? Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? And then he said that, and I couldn't even hear him because people were shouting at us to get out, but somebody came up to me in the briefing room a few minutes later and said, did you hear what the president said? And I said, no, what? They said, he called you a stupid SOB, and I said, did he say SOB? And the person said no.
Okay. This is the real bright spot, though. All right. Hannity pushed on this because Doocy appeared on Hannity later. And Hannity pushed, and it doesn't appear that, well, I'll tell you what. The president called and talked to Doocy right after he was on The Five. Here's Doocy talking about that on Hannity.
Within about an hour of that exchange, he called my cell phone and he said, it's nothing personal, pal. And we went back and forth and we were talking about just kind of moving forward. And I made sure to tell him that I'm always going to try to ask something different than what everybody else is asking. And he said, you've got to. And that's a quote from the president, so I'll keep doing it.
So it's good that the president called.
And then he said, now who is this again? Look, he said what he said.
He did.
He was irritated.
Sure.
I mean,
it's a hot mic.
But you know what? You know what? You know, they often say that who someone is how they are when no one is watching or listening. I think you saw a little bit of Joe Biden, his disdain for people that
disagree with him.
Absolutely.
Now, Hannity pushed on this. Hannity, it doesn't appear, thought that what the president said to Ducey was enough of an apology. And here's where I really think the big bright spot is. I think the bright spot is in how Ducey handled this. Ducey gave the president grace. Take a listen.
I'm a Christian. I believe in forgiveness. Okay. Did he apologize?
He cleared the air, and I appreciated it. We had a nice call.
That's not an answer. Did he apologize? That doesn't sound like an apology.
He said, it's nothing personal, pal. Oh, and I told him that I appreciated him reaching out. Hey, John. The world is on the brink of like World War III right now, with all this stuff going on. I appreciate that the president took a couple minutes out this evening while he was still at the desk to give me a call and clear the air.
At least he called you pal.
But you know what? I don't need anybody to apologize to me. He can call me whatever he wants as long as it gets him talking.
I think the president should apologize by giving you 20 minutes uninterrupted one-on-one interview, and first Jen Psaki, she owes you 20 minutes too. I'm trying to negotiate on your behalf.
Hey, they keep calling on us at the briefing, and the president said nothing personal, pal. And so pal. I think that's enough. That's enough.
The president didn't say I'm sorry. The president didn't say I shouldn't have said that. He just said nothing personal, pal. And Ducey said, that's enough.
Okay, yes, he did show grace, but I'm going to say this is a bright spot for another reason.
Okay.
He demonstrated some professionalism.
Absolutely.
With respect to journalism. Because had this been a member of the liberal media.
Okay, so Trump calls Jim Acosta a stupid SOB.
Exactly. They would have run with this story 24/7, wall to wall, and Jim Acosta would have played the role of the victim like no other.
Now, I don't know if Trump would have called Acosta and said nothing personal, because I think if Trump had called Acosta an SOB, he would have meant it. But I also don't think that Acosta would have gone, you know what, that's enough. He said nothing personal, pal.
But at the same time, I think calling a member of the media a stupid SOB is not presidential at all.
It's not. But as you mentioned, Ducey was journalistic, and that's important, and we need more of it, and it was a bright spot. Coming up next, got a moment of wall. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD.
Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at RedRiverRange.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio, Stephen Parr with Louis Saar Avalone.
You know, just super quick, but this is one of the reasons that people just don't trust folks are saying about COVID-19, and I know I'm not being a vaccine denier or not trying to not follow the science.
Right.
But when universities across this country are basically switching to virtual learning, right? Virtual teaching.
Remote learning.
They won't allow for in-person learning until, you know, later in the semester because
of this. So Omicron's gone.
And yet they're allowing thousands upon thousands of basketball fans into their arenas.
Right.
What does that mean? How do you reconcile that?
Because as long as there's a sport being played, you can't get COVID. It's fine.
So you can have 15,000 screaming fans
yes.
to attend a basketball game in an arena.
Right.
Virtually maskless.
Yes.
Without regard to who's been vaccinated or not.
Right.
But you can't have in-person learning until later in the semester because of the intense surge in cases.
Right. You got to follow the science here, Lewis. You're not following the science.
You know what? I'm following my tail, and I'm getting dizzy.
No, you can't question this stuff because then you're questioning Fauci, and Fauci is science, which means you're not following the science. Right?
You know what you need to say?
What's that?
Whoa.
Alan Balls won first place. You see, the 11-year-old Arkansas boy started growing out his hair during the pandemic lockdowns and ended up with a pretty impressive mullet. It was so impressive, he just won the USA Mullet Championship in the youth division, bringing home a check worth $2,500.
Oh, wow.
But Alan didn't keep that money. You see, Alan and his twin sister Alice were both adopted in 2015, but before that, they were bounced around from house to house in the foster care program. So Alan decided he wanted to donate all of his winnings to two different foster care charities, Project Zero and Together We Foster. His story has gone viral. And because of it, more people decided to give to those two charities, raising an additional $4,000 for them by folks inspired by his mullet and his heart.
That is awesome.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.